Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What's the biggest red flag heading into 2025 for our football team? The thing that concerns you the most? 301-230-0980. I'll give you my answer. Max will give you his answer. Before we get to that, a couple of things. First of all, we talked earlier in the show about the NBA mix of players and country for the players in the league right now. So Canada does have the second most players in the league. And by the way, historically, Canada has the most players, just barely in front of France. But the current NBA is made up of 453 U.S.-born players, 25 Canadians, 14 from France, a lot more added last night, 12 from Australia, 9 from Germany, 6 from Nigeria, 6 from Serbia, 4 from Cameroon, 4 from Croatia, and then you get into Japan, Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium, the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, all with 3, all the way down to the countries that have one player, including, by the way, Jamaica. I don't know who the one player from Jamaica is, but there were no players until last night from China. Interesting. And no Russian-born players anymore. We are long removed from that, I guess. But Wilbon said to me the other day, and we played some of this, he thinks Canada is going to win the gold medal in 2028. You know, you have in the NBA right now, you have SGA, Jamal Murray, Andrew Wiggins, Andrew Nembhard, Lou Dort. Hold on, let me see if there's a list here. Mathurin, Kelly Olynyk, RJ Barrett. Be a hell of a team. Canada, he predicts, will win the gold medal in 2028. We'll see on that. Also, I wanted to just quickly mention, you know, I don't know if anybody's following this. More people are following this than following it, you know, in years past. Caitlin Clark in her last three games off of injury is 1-for-28 from behind the three-point line. That is her shooting percentage from behind the arc in her last three games. 1-for-28. That's unbelievable. Now, what was announced today is she's injured, which makes sense. She was perhaps coming back too quickly off the last injury, but she has a groin injury and will miss the game tonight against the LA Sparks. But that's not great shooting from the best shooter that the sport has ever seen, certainly long-range shooter. Lastly, before we get to some of your calls, what is the biggest red flag for Washington entering the 2025 season? I did want to play this Austin Ekeler soundbite. This was from what, NFL Network?
So he sat down with SiriusXM NFL Radio, and He said he was excited about to see what, you know, Jaden Daniels can do in the 2025 season after winning Offensive Rookie of the Year.
This is what he said.
I don't know what it is about, you know, me being around rookie quarterbacks, but, you know, I had, you know, offensive player of the year, Justin Herbert, you know, when he was a rookie, and now I have, offensive rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels now. So I don't know if it's, you know, me being on the team or, but he's definitely exceeded expectations. And I think it's a good thing, not that I had low expectations for him, but you really don't know. So I think with quarterbacks, you come in, I've just been around long enough to know how much they have on their plate. There's a lot that they have to acclimate to. There's a lot, especially learning a new playbook and, you know, getting into a new organization. It's a league now, and you were second overall pick, a lot of high expectations. So it was like, yeah, I'm expecting you to play well. Now, go out and kind of have an MVP caliber type season, and where you're competing in those conversations, typically you don't get that from players. You know, that's not something that's often. There's usually a handful of guys that are playing at that caliber and can sustain that all year, and they're typically not rookies, I feel like. No, he crushed it last year. What I've seen from him going into this year, we have the same offensive coordinator, and so bringing that into the mix has now made it so now when we go through OTAs, Jay's already on it. Like, he's beyond, you know, kind of the rookie mistakes, like learning the playbook, you know, getting the play call out slow. He's getting people lined up. We got new guys coming in. No, Debo, you're not over here. You're on this side. Like, when you start to see him kind of orchestrating out there, you can tell there's that growth. He's starting to get more comfortable, which allows him to even play mentally faster and make better decisions. And so I think there's going to be even more growth this year, which is awesome because of where we're at with our team. We've got a lot of players back, still have a lot of playmakers, got to get Terry paid. And then, man, we're going to be looking like a powerhouse out there.
Good stuff from him. A lot of that, you know, sort of because of the experience, rookie years behind him, second year in the league, same offensive coordinator, same system. For the most part, you know, a very similar and familiar supporting cast. You know, Jaden's definitely going to be talked about. I mean, I think he's seventh right now in odds for MVP. He's going to be in the mix to be, you know, he's going to be in the mix for MVP. I mean, it's going to be Mahomes, Jackson, you know, Burrow, Allen, you know, Herbert, Barkley, and, you know, a guy like Jaden Daniels. He's going to be in that mix. And, you know, I think, you know, moving now to the question at 301-230-0980 for you guys to answer as well. What's the biggest red flag entering next year? It's very easy for me. I've certainly talked about it a lot going back to the season last year. They've got to be better on defense. If they're going to legitimately compete for a Super Bowl, they have to be improved defensively. Do they have to be the best defense in football? No. But they've got to improve at least into kind of that top half of the league defensively. And I think specifically it is the run defense. They've got to be better against the run. They can't get gashed over and over and over again. Imagine if their defense had been just average last year, what they would have been offensively. The numbers would have been even more impressive because they would have had more opportunities. They didn't punt much. They just didn't get as many swings game in and game out because they couldn't get off the field on the other end. Imagine if their plus minus, if their turnover ratio is better, if they get more takeaways like they did against the Lions in the postseason, which they didn't do against Philadelphia in the championship game. But man, you start with a guy like Tyrone Tracy, you go Josh Jacobs, you go Ashton Jeanty, and you go Bijan Robinson in the first four games of the season. We're going to find out in that first month of the season if they're improved against the run. That, to me, is the biggest red flag. I think given what you're going to face this year, at least based on what it looks like now, better offensive teams, much better quarterbacks, and the same, you know, impressive list of running backs. I'll never forget when Dan Quinn said late in the year, he said, you know, we've played some really good running backs. And I went back and looked at it and I said, oh my God, you guys have faced the best backs in the league, and one in particular three times in Saquon Barkley. And you got the same thing staring at you in 2025 with much better quarterbacks that you got to face, you know, during the course of the year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It starts with, you know, the Packers in week two. You know, when you're going to be facing Jordan Love, you got Justin Herbert in week five. You've got, you know, Dak. You've got Mahomes. You've got, you know, Goff. You've got Tua. You've got Bo Nix. We don't know what Chicago will look like with Caleb Williams. We don't know what Minnesota will look like with J.J. McCarthy. And that's before you get to the end of the season with two against Jalen Hurts. Red flag. Run defense. If they can answer that and they'll get tested early in the year, it would appear you got a chance to go win the whole thing. If you're not much improved there, I think you're talking about still so good offensively in a quarterback, as long as he's healthy, the opportunity to win 9-10 games and be a playoff team. I do think that. 301-230-0980. Max, the biggest red flag for you is...
So kind of in a similar vein to yours, rush defense is definitely one of them. But in that, the lack of an edge presence, because you're going out in the season with Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, Jacob Martin, Cleveland Farrell, and I guess if you want to call Javon Kinlaw an elephant edge, you can. But your best pass rusher at this point is Frankie Louvu. And while Frank Louvu is great, I would like to have more guys with that same ferocity on the edge. But not only that, but setting the edge so, you know, the rush defense does get help. You can't bounce it to the outside, and you get gashed for 45 yards, you know, a pop. So that's the big red flag to me right now, is just the lack of that edge presence. But, I mean, we'll see. Dan Quinn seems to be confident. Joe Witt seems to be confident heading into the season with what they've got. So, I trusted them last year. I'm going to trust them again this year, but it is something to have my eye on.
Look, to your point, you know, they could be better against the run this year, but the quarterbacks they're facing, they don't get enough pressure, and they end up becoming a bad third down team mm-hmm. because of it. You know, Justin Herbert takes advantage of no pass rush or not good enough in the pass rush area. Mahomes does, Dak does, Tua does, Goff does. What I'd love to see, though, for them is just the ability to force third and longs and get into those situations and not give up, you know, 4, 5, 6 yards a pop on the ground. Because I've always felt as an NFL fan that there's nothing worse than watching your team get gashed on the ground. It is a much more painful way to go.
It's demoralizing.
Because it's demoralizing. And it's like, you know, the Steve Spurrier line from many years ago that Scott shared with us, that the defensive coordinator said at the time, Spurrier, when he was at South Carolina, got on the headset and said to his defensive coordinator, who was getting gashed against the run, either stop him or let him score, because I got some ball plays that'll work. And you know that because of what we will have offensively with Jaden and Kingsbury and everybody else, it will be painful. The best defense for the opposition will be keeping possession of the ball and keeping Washington's offense off the field. All right, Gary, go ahead. What's the biggest red flag for you entering next year?
It's the defense. I mean, first of all, thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
Sure, Gary.
It's the defense. You know, the thing that bothers me about this offseason is that they had $90 million in cap space. And they didn't, everybody walking off that field when they gave up 55 points to Philadelphia, it was easy to see that they needed to improve the defense and they needed an edge rusher. Okay. And I don't think they adequately addressed either one. I don't think if all these players that they picked up in free agency played exactly the way they played last year with right. their respective teams, we're still going to be a bad football team. That's my
bad
problem.
Defense.
And if Dorrance,
bad defense.
Bad defense. And if Dorrance Armstrong is the main pass rusher that you have, you're in trouble. I told everybody when they called last year, when they were talking about Dorrance, he's about a 7.5 sack guy. That's what he's going to be. And they had an opportunity to go out and get a young pass rusher, and they didn't do it. And all of the hype going into the offseason where the reports were, everybody wants to come play for Washington. Yeah, you remember all of that? That didn't pan out. And I don't know if I can blame Adams because he may have gone out and tried to get these guys a free agency, and they said, no, we're going to go in another direction. But this – I'm very underwhelmed about their free agent haul. $90 million, you think they're going to make some splash signings. They didn't make one splash signing. These are a bunch of average
Well, they made
players.
A splash trade. It was on the other side of the ball.
It's the splash trade, and I have my issues with that. But I think they gave up too much. But I understand we got better with those trades. But I don't think we've improved the team at all with the free agent signings. I like the draft.
Gary, you're not unreasonable. I don't think that you are out of line. I think a lot of fans would agree that at least based on the moves and the additions they made defensively, nobody's doing cartwheels that the defense is going to be locked down and great next year and significantly improved. Like I've said many times before, though, defense is incredibly variable year to year, and there is one thing going in their favor. This is year two in the same system, and perhaps, you know, guys like Payne and Armstrong and Farrell and Johnny Newton and, you know, a guy like Jordan McGee, all of a sudden, you know, it comes together in year two. That's what you have to hope for. But in terms of the additions defensively, there's nothing that blows you away. Nothing. Does Trey Amos look great in OTAs and mini camps? Yeah, but corners typically don't have great rookie years. Those are the exceptions to the rule. You know, the Sertans and the Sauce Gardeners in recent years, even Sanders still last year, usually you need reps and you need years, or at least a year. But I'm with you. Like, this is the biggest question mark going into next year. Samaj, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
Well, first off, thanks for taking my call, Matt, and Coach. Always good talking to you, Coach.
You too, Samaj.
Matt stole my thunder completely as far as my edge guys. I'm basically point for point.
Sorry, Samaj.
Just echo him. And as far as my other flag, believe it or not, Kevin, it's Kingsbury, all right? And I say that because I was pleased with our RB run last year. I thought we had good guys all the way down to Rodriguez. And there was just too many times Kingsbury put Jalen in jeopardy, calling dives. We're in the second half of the season. We're in a playoff push. He's calling dives for Jaden. And I just wasn't feeling that at all. So, and then it was other times where I thought
– He was calling what? Did you say dives?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a lot of quarterback keeper, quarterback sweep. I'd like to see that out of the playbook too, personally. Yes,
no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And then the other part of it was just sometimes in the flow of the game, there was times where we should have ran and we threw. And there was times we threw and we should have ran. So I'm keeping my eye on
you're
King,
you're
sorry.
Being you're King. Really you know you're yeah. reaching here. They were an unstoppable top five offense last year.
No doubt. No
okay.
doubt. But you remember, Kevin, everybody makes adjustments year to year. And
yeah,
so,
they do.
Best believe
and
me,
so does Kingsbury.
NFC East,
he's got a
no
history
doubt.
Of making and adjustments.
Absolutely. And he's going to have to. And lastly, on my last point is I just want to bring some light to your comment yesterday on that guy's 10 things are trash
yep.
for the other teams in the division. You said that one thing would lead for us to be in a dumpster fire would be Jaden going down. I remind you, we have Heisman Trophy winner, playoff caliber, Marcus Mariota is our number two. I'm not worried if Jaden goes down. If they both go down, then we got a dumpster fire. But if Jaden goes down, I'm more than confident that Mariota can get the job done. Thanks for taking my calls, Coach.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Max. You guys have a blessed rest of
I hope day. We don't have to see that. And I loved Marcus Mariota last year. And I, you know, he's terrific as a teammate and a mentor and the whole thing. If Marcus Mariota is your starter for a significant majority of the games, you're not going to the postseason next year, more likely than not. With Jaden, you're guaranteed pretty much if he plays 17 of at least winning nine, winning more than you lose. All right, back tomorrow, everybody. Chris is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.